Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. And I know I'm going home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. Testimony Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
It's an exciting day with a special guest, a dear friend that didn't know he was a dear friend until maybe recently, and we'll introduce him in just a second. But if you were tuned in yesterday, you know it was Memorization Monday, and we had Nancy Miller share with us 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's just a great verse that mm-hmm. we can, as they say, take to the bank. It's a verse filled with blessing, with hope, with the fact that if we do confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Wow. You can take the weight of sin off your shoulders and
very
walk
comforting.
In the light. Yeah, it's a great, great verse. Well, let me give you a little background on this special guest.
Yay.
Because Marianne and I actually have a comment. We'll say something along the lines like, how would Mike say it?
Oh, we do.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, we do.
I say that a lot.
I know. We kid. Because we've created some radio announcements, and we would say, how would Mike do it? He's so personable.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so engaging. He has a heart for people. But with us is Mike Hale. Many of you know him as an on-air personality, more than a personality. He's a dearly beloved friend on the radio, on the airwaves of Late Rock 97.5. He's been in the community for so many years, and his program is known as Mike in the Morning. And I love how you and Brian Barnhard interact and kid with each other and share. And then the way you do your announcements, your promotional commercials.
Oh, I know.
Like,
yeah. I could talk forever about that. You make places, service providers, businesses, anything sounds so interesting because it's authentic with you. It just comes across. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And on your station's website, it says, I love my job because like magic, I help inform and entertain the masses by using something as simple as air.
Oh.
So we're going to talk a little about your 41 years in broadcasting, but more importantly, a little of your faith journey. I know you attend the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. You've served in many roles at that church, from trustee and deacon to usher to greeter, a number of different caps you've held there. You're very engaged and involved in the community. I know you've sat on a number of boards and assisted different nonprofits, and you help promote many, many different causes. You've been married to your beloved Linda for 30 years, so mm-hmm. great job. You have
Thank you.
Wonderful children, Christopher and Jennifer. I know Christopher, I've followed many of your postings of his golf career and just how proud you are of him and your daughter, Jennifer. You grew up in the Kansas City, Missouri area. In fact, I know on Sunday night you had to be cheering. In fact, I was watching at Billy Burroughs, the Kansas City, New England Patriots game.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard about
followed
that.
The Patriots a little more,
yeah.
But knowing that Mike was such a Kansas City fan and some of his posts, I rooted for them and they went on to win. So
he's got a Kansas City jacket on.
Yep. You graduated from Cal State University in Long Beach, California, came to our community many years ago. But I have to say this, and it's been interesting. I've been reading through the book of Ephesians, mm-hmm. I don't know, about 8 or 10 times in the last about 9 or 10 days. And this verse I really love, and Mike Hale came to mind.
Really?
And so
I
think you're going to like this verse. It says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And when I read this past Sunday, after spending Saturday night with Mike and a whole group at the Virginia Theater for the Tons of Fun Band, and it was a special fundraiser for DSC, Developmental Service Center, their Tree of Hope campaign. You were MC in that, and we were there for rehearsal and warm-up and walking through the whole program, and then suddenly Jim Gunther say, hey, Mike's going to bring you out on stage. I'm like, what? And he said, you got to announce this great thing that you're doing with the ministry. And so we started talking, had some some good communications behind stage. And then as I went home after that, thinking it was a glorious occasion, you know, a lot of great Christmas music and sharing. Sunday morning, I thought, you know, I wonder if Mike would be available on very short notice for Testimony Tuesday. So all that to set you up, Mike, for being available for today. And thank you for the work you do in our community. Thank you for your skill sets. It seems like God has created you to be a broadcaster, to unite people, to encourage them, to bless them. So many of your interviews, you have your, like, give me the elevator story, the 1 or 2 minutes that you have. And so many people have really enjoyed getting to know you over the years as somebody who's very authentic, caring, humble, and just a great person. So maybe that can tie into some of your faith journey and how you saw God raising you up to be the broadcaster that you are.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had that cool of a setup, but thank you. Thank you very much. No, I'm so blessed to do what I do every day. Never in my wildest imagination did I think I would still be on the radio at age 67.
Oh, that's great.
This is all I ever wanted to do. Was raised in a wonderful home. My dad and mom, very encouraging of anything that I was interested in. And at 5, I was interested in radio. And my dad took me down. He had a friend of his that sold advertising at WHB in Kansas City, home of the world's happiest broadcasters. And I can still remember being in the studio just mesmerized. And in the subsequent years, I was a great letter writer. So I would write disc jockeys when we moved to St. Louis. Mr. Horton at KSD, you know, I really enjoy listening to you. Could I come watch you do your show? And I made connections with that. And when I turned 16, one of the folks I made connection with got me an interview at WGNU in Granite City, Illinois, which was a radio station started by a legendary broadcaster named Chuck Norman, who owned the station until he passed away 2008-2009. And he gave a lot of young broadcasters like myself in college, I was still in high school, the opportunity to, in the days when, in 1969, nobody listened to FM. It was all AM listening.
Oh, that's true.
So they kept these FM stations on the air. They had to be on a certain number of hours a day. So I got to sit and play country music during my junior year and senior year in high school. Then parlayed that. We moved to California. I worked full-time at a suburban Los Angeles radio station in Pomona, KWOW, and went to school full-time and worked for a wonderful family operation, and they really showed me the ins and outs of the business. So it supplanted what I was learning in college. And then fast forward to graduating from college, I was proficient at broadcast automation. We had developed a system at the station that I was at and got recruited by a electronics manufacturer in Bloomington, Illinois, Systems Marketing Sonomag Corporation. So I traveled around the country with them, doing work for them for 3 years, and I got burned out traveling. So I said, I'm going back to California, never to move away from California again.
Especially towards Illinois.
Yeah. And that lasted a year and a half. I got to work at, thanks to some great friends, at KFI and KRLA in Los Angeles. And I came to Champaign in 1978. A guy named Ernie Halls and Bill Ehrman had put together a company and bought a little radio station here in town. And they asked me, Bill had been the sales manager at Sonomag, and asked me, would I come program the station? I said, yes, I would come and program if you teach me how to sell. And I said, I agreed to come here for 2 years, and that was it, and I was going to be out of here. Well, 2 years has turned into 41, because this is, as you well know, this is a community that is unlike really any other community around. It is such a warm and friendly community. it's hard for me to describe. Up until 2008, it was even a recession-proof community. Mm-hmm. But this is, I mean, this is a true loving community, right. And I couldn't find a reason to leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your gift sets. I mean, you were very personal, and I think that you have added to the community and those that tune in to Mike in the Morning. And I do listen. Full disclosure here, in between, now if Alistair Begg isn't on or it's on my way from Judah Christian to the University of Illinois or something, I tune in all the time to see what you're going to share or talk about. And it's very encouraging. And I know it's not Christian radio, but you're a follower of Jesus.
Yes,
and
you are.
You share good material and honoring material and informative things.
Well, the vision I have, and one of my mentors, Harry Harrison, who did mornings in New York at WABC and later at WCBS-FM, it's just we're given the opportunity to be around people's breakfast tables.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't let anybody in your bathroom. You don't let anybody in your bedroom. And I take that responsibility very seriously.
Oh, that's really good.
And there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of subjects that would be funny to talk about.
Right.
But it's not appropriate.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when I put my head down, I look at all of the things that I have done over the course of the day, the opportunities I've had, and I hope God gives me a thumbs up for the day.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Well, and you have good chemistry with Brian.
Yes.
I feel like I'm a little more like Brian when Jason's in. Like,
yeah.
I'm the Ed McMahon that laughs at Johnny Carson's jokes all the time. But Brian adds a real great dimension, too.
Well, you know, Brian, living on a farm in Tolono and growing up, he and I are both simpletons.
Yeah.
You know, we see stuff happen and we go, what is this all about?
I'm not sure that's quite the right word, but that's okay. More authentic.
Very authentic. And on Testimony Tuesday, we usually share a little bit of a faith journey or how God has been at work in your life. And I know you had kind of a health scare about 10 or 12 or 15 years ago. That's kind of neat how God worked through all that. And we certainly have to do a shout out for Linda, how you met. So maybe address those two topics.
Okay. First of all, let me give you my quick faith story, because I went through the motions when I was in grade school. I did what I was supposed to do and then drifted away. And then because I was placed in a situation with an incredible job, I'm a 23-year-old guy walking into major broadcast operations with people who have 20, 30 years worth of experience. And I was over my head one day in one of the jobs and tasks I had to do. And I didn't know where else to turn. And I asked God, I said, you know, I know I'm supposed to handle your problems, but I'm supposed to solve this myself, but I'm handing this one to you. Please help me out here. And that started the path that I'm on today. Now, I got off of this several times, and my wife, Linda, is the reason why. She goes, we are going to go to church every week. And so we shopped around and found First Baptist Church. And Dr. John Garver, who was the guy, who was the salesman at the church back in the late 80s and early 90s, my wife and I had gone week after week after week. Well, that was back in the days when they made you, will all the guests stand up?
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know.
Yes,
and,
they did.
And he came into our living room one day and said, so aren't you tired of standing up? And at that point, we said, yeah, and we joined. But Randy Gallagher and Ron McDougall, who were the pastors for a number of years, they enlightened me in so many different directions and really ratcheted up my faith and my, I don't know how to put this, they ratcheted up my faith and told me it's okay for my deficiencies. Mm. And that God, you know, and my one of my favorite lines is, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah.
And, so if you keep that in mind...
Well, and I know you also had the pattern or the practice to not only take notes during the sermons, but that would become your devotional for
this
that coming
is,
week.
Yeah, well, and this is, I cannot take notes of a sermon, something that a pastor has worked hard on for weeks and in some cases themes that stretch for months. I can't take that home, look at it, and then throw it away in the trash. I just couldn't do that. So now I've collected all of the sermon information, and that is my... I pull a different one out each day, and
that's
how I start. That's how I start my day at 3:30 with whatever the passage.
Now wait, we got to pause
here. Let's go back.
That's 3:30 a.m. Everyone,
yes.
He's
yes.
up very early, and you know, show prep. Well, obviously, devotional time
right.
and the cup of coffee or whatever, getting ready for the day, and then you're usually in to the WDWS studios.
Yeah, I'm there at 10 till 5.
10 to 5. Mm. I've heard some of your journeys, like, yeah, not a single car light out in the morning driving to work when it's pretty dark.
And oh, yeah. You would ask about my heart situation.
Yeah.
I was very blessed, and this is a message I give all the time to men. If you feel something going on in your body that's not normal, do something about it. Because if you procrastinate, the end of the story could not be what you hoped it would be.
Yeah. So you're saying be proactive.
Be proactive.
And that's what kind of happened with you.
Right. I started having a shortness of breath and working out at the ARC. And so I decided to go on WebMD and diagnosed this myself, even though I'm married to a nurse practitioner.
And then how did she feel about WebMD?
After 2 weeks, she had some choice words about that. But fortunately, Dr. Cinnamon, who is my main doctor, got me into a stress test. We had to do three different stress tests. And Dr. Cola, the heart surgeon, walked in and said, I got some good news and bad news. I said, well, what's the bad news? And he goes, well, it looks like you've got four blockages here.
Mm-mm-mm.
I said, so what's the good news?
Yeah.
He goes, I got an opening at 7:30 in the morning.
caught it in time.
And the rest is history. And, you know, and God has blessed me.
Yeah.
And my friends have blessed me. And my family has blessed me. I tell people I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Aww.
But you kind of have a part two. Not only be proactive if you're feeling bad, but when doctors give instructions or procedures or plans to stay healthy or to get healthy, you follow them to the T.
You have to do that. One of the stats that I learned in rehab at Carl was that 40% of the men that go through rehab end up coming back because they don't follow through after rehab is over with. And you know what? It's pretty simple to stay active, even if you just walk. You know, I walk 30 to 35 miles a week at the ARC on elliptical and lift weights, and it's not that strenuous and it's not that tough.
Yeah, I've seen you there a number of times and we've crossed paths and so forth. Well, in our closing couple of minutes...
I'm not ready to end this at all.
Yeah, I know. Where did you meet Linda, and how did you see God bringing her as this great balance or help meet into your life?
Oh, this is funny because she doesn't like me telling the story.
Oh, dear.
But it's absolutely true. And every time I've told this story in public, I look at her, she goes, I go, tell me what's not true about this.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who said, you need to ask her out. And this is 1986.
That's hopeful, actually.
And where are you living at this point?
I'm living in Champaign.
Okay.
And I ask her out, and she ho-hums around and doesn't go out with me. And
Are you feeling like the crash and burn?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Top
this
Gun?
Is a friend of mine. I said, don't ever recommend somebody for me to go out with ever again. And then 2 years later, sadly, a mutual friend of ours committed suicide.
Oh.
And so we're at the funeral, and afterwards we go to Chi-Chi's, and there I am sitting next to her, and the next thing you know, we start talking, and a year later... And we're married, and
your friend
the rest
was right.
is history. Yes.
Your friend
was
right.
It just,
and I think she recently retired from Carl after like 38 years.
She and Dr. Powell started the infertility practice back in the late 70s, but she is not really retired.
Right.
She's one of the compassionate nurse team at Carl, which is a tremendous program.
Yes.
And she also works helping out at Circle of Friends, which is a wonderful resource in our community.
Well, I know you recently, when you emceed at the Virginia Theater on Saturday night, you were singing praises of the great work that DSC does, but you also sit on other boards. Any closing, like, shout-outs? I know on WDWS the other day I heard you announcing Toy Drive.
Well,
what other things do you have going on?
You know what?
I'm
very blessed. I have been on the Salvation Army Community Advisory Board for almost a quarter of a century.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm one of the oldest guys on there now. And I'm also... I have been so blessed to be on the Champaign County CASA court-appointed special advocates. These are the people who represent children who have had just... our advocates work on behalf of these children. They're doing something that I could never do.
Wow.
I mean, these God-given gifts that the advocates have is truly extraordinary. I'd love to come back. This is where I give my pitch. I'd love to come back and bring Rush Record and talk about CASA one day because...
Yeah, they're right in the mall here, too.
Yes,
so down from us. We'll have to do that.
Yeah,
I know when you interviewed the new couple that was in town from the Salvation Army, I listened to that whole program and thought, you know, we should have a drop-off station here, and I couldn't get a hold of them to talk with them about that, but there were a new couple that were in town, and Mike and Brian were talking with them, and that was great. Well, now, listener, you heard a little more of the rest of the story, some of Mike's faith journey. You can hear him weekday mornings. How early are you in the studio?
Five to ten.
5 to 10, 97.5 FM, Lake Rock, WDWS, WHMS. Great work that Mike is doing. And I'm going to close out with this verse because I think it's so appropriate to many of our listeners today. Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's workmanship." So take this to heart, everyone. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So God has a plan and purpose for you today, which God prepared in advance for you to do. So He will equip you for the demands, the needs, the tasks that you are going to be about today as you ask Him to guide and lead you. And Mike, thank you for using your gifts to help our community and to be talented. And I can honestly say a role model for many, including Marianne and so we just love the work you do and the way you present and your transparency.
So can I just say it one more time? We've got Mike in the morning in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And congratulations on the expansion.
Yes.
This is so cool.
Yeah, it is awesome. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Mike Hale with Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.